Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, Episode 16. Today's date is Thursday, October 31st, 2019. Happy Halloween. And this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Odometer reading this week, 50,217. Difference of just over 2,000 Ks, so pretty decent week this week. We started in Pescadores, Peru, and we made it to General Güermes in northern Argentina. So lots of big days this week. The roads have straightened out really good. Bolivia and southern Peru and northern Argentina really got really high, kind of big plateaus and straight. The roads got really good. We felt like we were kind of standing still for a little bit, like the past Ecuador, Argentina, Colombia, with all the electrical problems, the slow roads, yada, yada, yada. You know, felt like we weren't really going anywhere, so got on the onion a little bit, and yeah, 2,100 K, so good stuff. Some highlights, we had some great coastal driving from Pescadores to Arequipa the first day. Classic, just cliffs on the edge of the beach, waves crashing on the ocean, rocky kind of atmosphere around there. Lots of turns, not much traffic. It was a good time. And then further, once you turned away from the coast and had started heading inland towards Arequipa, you're driving on this big, long, flat desert landscape. And in the mountains, you just see 2 6,000-meter mountains with snow caps on them and stuff, and you're just driving straight towards them. So that's definitely super cool as well. Not the most demanding driving or anything like that, but definitely you're just looking around and pretty amazed that those mountains just pop out of nowhere. We had to take a ferry after Copacabana in Bolivia. We took a small ferry across Lake Titicaca, and my second time doing it, but still really cool. The water's super clean, nice color. You know, trees and grass and, you know, stuff that you haven't seen or that we haven't seen in quite a while. It's been mostly deserty, shrubby, that sort of thing. So to see a nice big blue lake with grass around it is quite spectacular for us at this point. And then going kind of to the exact opposite, we went to Uyuni to go visit the salt flats. Again, my second time. I'm kind of pompous in that way. So that was really cool. Took the bikes out on the salt, took them for a rip. Got a couple quick photos, nothing too crazy. And yeah, just enjoyed our time there. And then the next day, from Uyuni until the border, was a very interesting day. We had some protests and roadblocks and all that sort of stuff. I'll cover that in the lowlights. The section of the road was under construction, so their bypass was actually in the riverbed with water in it. And so we had to do about 5Ks of just, you know, sandy, gravelly, watery river crossing. And so that was challenging, and that was interesting. And we made it through, but it was definitely really cool. And following that kind of canyon on that highway where that was under construction was some of the most beautiful desert landscape I've ever seen. driving through a canyon, just, you know, it's like arches and the canyon lands, badlands and Moki Dugway and everything just crammed into one. The browns and greens and reds and pinks and purples and everything that the rocks, the colors can make is quite amazing. And just, it's hard to describe, but for me at least, but it was definitely a highlight of the trip so far. And in the town that we're in right now, which is General Güemes in Argentina, we were walking around last night and found a fishing shop, so obviously I went in. And the nice owner of the store, I told him I was a fly fisherman, and he bust out 4 streamer flies and just said, "Here, have them, have a good time." Yeah, they're free, so that was really nice of that guy. They're really... look like pretty decent quality. Got steel leaders tied to them. Nice good hooks. Some barbell eyes. Yeah, lots of flash, lots of color. So definitely nice looking looking flies, and appreciative of that. Couple lowlights this week in Puno, just at the border of Peru and or Bolivia. Everybody was friggin' hammered. All the guys were just drunk like skunks. So one guy, about 4 foot five tall, maybe a whole total 100 pounds, just wasted, started punching Braden in the belly and started lipping off to him pretty good. So Braden started shoving him around a little bit, and anyways, it got pretty close to escalating pretty good there. Luckily, most of the Peruvians came over and just started telling him, "You're bad. Gringos are good. You're bad. They're chill. They're tranquilo. You're bad." And eventually talked him out of basically probably losing his life there. So that was disappointing. And then another guy, we were just kind of, he was hammered as well. He was a nice guy, though. We're just sitting there talking to him, or trying to talk to him, if anybody's talked to a drunk knows. And he's just kind of standing there, and it's like, okay, it's time to go, Raul or Paolo or whatever his name was. And the guy just starts kind of stumbling backwards and just falls backwards off the sidewalk and knocks his noggin on a big old rock there. And he was down and out for a little bit too. And that was pretty normal for that area. And, you know, sad, you know, definitely not the what you want to be seeing about, you know, half the town just kind of walking around staggering. So definitely a low light this week. The protests and the roadblocks as well didn't affect us too much. We were lucky that in any time we saw a protest, we were going the other way. But they're clogging up main arteries of the roads. You know, they're putting up roadblocks. A few of them we had to pass. They piled dirt maybe 2 meters high across the whole road. Yeah, they've got impromptu barricades that they put there, and they have people manning them, and it's, you know, just totally, I don't want to say totally ridiculous, because if you think that the election was rigged in your country, I'd be pretty cheesed off too, but it's, you know, affecting things, let's just say that, and affecting life and people going through. People lost their lives the other day, so that's always unfortunate. So, you know, you want to get your voice heard, but I don't know how, you know, I don't really believe in kind of affecting other people to do it as well. So, and another low light was the border crossing into Argentina. Every border has been super simple. We thought this one was going to be even simpler because it's been kind of somehow joined with Bolivia, so it's just you go to one immigration station and then the two aduanas, as opposed to immigration aduana. So we thought it was going to be easier, but we were in the last section just getting our bikes registered into Argentina, and the guy was asking about insurance. Do you have Argentine insurance? And said no. And then, anyways, he directed us into town to go buy some. Went into town, and we went to the only three insurance stations in town, and they all said that they only sell insurance for Argentine plates, which is total BS. I'm 100% convinced they could have sold us our insurance, but they just didn't want to. They just didn't feel like it that day. So then we had to traipse ourselves all the way back to the border, convince the border guy that they wouldn't sell us insurance, and then he just kind of looked the other way and filled out the paperwork and said, "All right, well, drive safe." So we got in, but it took us probably a good part of 4 hours, and a lot of, you know, messing around and, you know, listening to lies from our friendly favorite Argentines, for sure. Scariest moment this week, animals on the road. Driving through the last part of Bolivia there, it was like a kind of a big wildlife reserve, and there's just free-range llamas and alpacas everywhere just crowding the road, so that was definitely scary and had to keep our eyes open. Lots of critters this week. Dolphins on the ocean road by Pescadores. We saw all the predatory birds you could ever imagine to see in Bolivia. Big ones, small ones, black ones, white ones, brown ones, doesn't matter. They were all there. Flamingos, saw wild guinea pig scooting across the road, rabbit, And one of the coolest critters of the trip was a rhea. We saw a pack of rheas, which are like mini ostriches, and definitely pretty cool to get there, about 20 kilos, maybe just past from waist to nipple high, and yeah, really, really cool birds. No fishing this week, only a little bit of bike maintenance. I drained the carb bowl, not much of anything in there, just a bit of water and gas, so that's good. Cleaned the underside of my bike really, really good, did an oil change, new front tire, and bought a new rear light bulb. So still a bit of stuff, but not too crazy. And my final thought this week, I don't think anybody in Bolivia actually owns a car. We didn't see anybody on the road other than trucks and colectivos. So yeah, that's my last thought. Thanks everybody for listening. Love you lots, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, take care now. Bye.